At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you this week. We're going to talk to former Major League manager Bobby Valentine, who now does the Angels pre and post game show. We'll catch up with him. Also, from MLBBro.com, we'll talk to senior writer Kevin Moore, plus Foul or Fair, that and much more. Let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
I told you about the Tampa Bay Rays, when they were winning every game and they opened the season. I told you it was Fugazi. Now, they still in first place. They still have a nice lead. But I'm telling you, coming into Wednesday, 6-4 in their last 10. And I don't think they're world beaters. I don't even think that for sure they're going to win the AL East. There's so many good teams. All the teams are over 500 in that division. I'm just not convinced. And it was simply a byproduct of them playing like the four worst teams to start the season. And I give them credit. They beat up on those teams. They hit home runs. They dominated. I mean, they came out of the gate looking like a house on fire. And people were ready to crown them and think they were going to the World Series and all that other stuff. And it's not the rip on the Rays. It's just that given their start, they don't have some insurmountable lead. The Orioles are right on their neck. The Yankees are within 5.5 coming into Wednesday on their necks. So they got a lot of teams that are good. And especially they weren't able to bury anybody. When you win your first 12, 13 games, I think it was 13 that they won, you should be in the driver's seat. They are not in the driver's seat in the AL East, and we'll see as this plays on. But I'm going to say it right here, right now. They do not, N-O-T, win the division.
Number two.
Whenever you hear the name Ronald Acuna Jr., you think of greatness. I mean, this guy is an unbelievable ball player and has a chance this year to do something that no one's ever done. How about this? He's currently on pace to hit over 30 home runs and have 60 bags stolen, 60 steals. 40-40 is always impressive. 30-30 is impressive. But 30-60? I don't know, though. Might be a little bit tainted. Hear me out. The bases are big. They're like pizza boxes out there. I'm not poo-pooing his talent, but 60 bags might be attributed to the bigger bases. And also, everybody's stealing bases like it's crazy at an incredible rate. I know through the first 6 weeks of the season, it was like at an 83% clip. Everybody and their uncle was stealing bags. 83%? Are you that's incredible. It's like scoring in the NBA today. You know how easy that is? Everybody's got 24 points a game. It's that easy. No defense. But the bigger bases have made it easier for people to steal bases. Pitchers are limited with throwing over to first base. So all those things are attributed. I'm not going to take it away. If he gets to 60 steals and becomes that first player. But let's just not poo-poo the idea that he was helped by bigger bases.
Number three.
Without question, the pickup of J.D. Martinez by the Los Angeles Dodgers as a free agent was spectacular. The move of the offseason, if you will. I thought J.D. Martinez was done. He left Boston. He was kind of an afterthought. Nobody really was going hot and heavy for him. He comes to Los Angeles, and guess what? He brought his bat with him. You thought it was dead? Numb? No way. Coming into Wednesday in the finale against the Washington Nationals, J.D. Martinez had a 14-game hitting streak and had hit home runs in each of his previous three games. And get this coming into Wednesday, the stats. 12 home runs, 39 RBIs, batting .277. Who would have thunk that J.D. Martinez would be contributed at that level for the Dodgers? And it explains why the Dodgers are off to another great start in the NL West and are playing well. This is definitely a bat that people had forgotten about, and yet J.D. Martinez is alive and well in Los Angeles and swinging some pretty big lumber.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Now let's welcome in former Major League manager Bobby Valentine, who now does the Angels pre- and post-game. Welcome to the podcast, Bobby. How are you?
Rob, always good to be with you. Thank you. How's it going after a big Angel win?
I know, big. And the Thumpers got involved. Two home runs by Ohtani, and Trout also had a home run. When those two guys are swinging, Bobby, like they are, I mean, the Angels are tough to beat, aren't they?
Well, exactly, Rob. But, you know, in the past, they were the ones that would have to swing it every day. And, you know, you can't just rely on one or two guys every day. And this year's Angel lineup is much deeper, much better balanced. So everyone is contributing. And actually, the big boys had a little time off, and it's time for them to start doing a little heavy lifting.
Speaking of the Angels, you know, the expectations always when you have stars like that on your team. But Bobby, the question always comes, do the Angels have enough pitching? Yes, Ohtani got out the gate. He was been fantastic as a number one. But do they have enough pitching to compete in the AL West? You got the Astros, and you got the Rangers leading the division, and DeGrom's not even pitching for them.
Yeah, DeGrom will be a big add for them. And the Angels have the Rangers have a very good lineup that gives their pitching a lot of breathing room. And I think the Angels lineup is developing to the point where they can compete with the Rangers. And other than in the experience column, I think the Angels pitching can match up with any pitching in the league.
Let's talk about Ohtani. We know the elephant in the room is that after this year, he can bounce. And if you're the Angels, I guess, you have to just play it out, and you can't let this guy trade this guy at the trade deadline or do anything like that. You just hope and pray. Is that what you do, and back up the Brinks truck and hope that he stays?
Well, I don't think it's going to be about the Angels paying more money to keep him, because I don't think that's why he will stay. I think depending on how this season goes, and it might go exactly according to Hoyle, if people stay healthy and the young guys keep developing and the pitching is able to establish a rotation in the bullpen that's needed to be a championship team. If those things happen, and happen all this year, I think he'd be leaning towards staying, because it's a wonderful place to play, great place to live, but it needs to have that other component, and that is one that the team can compete year in and year out for playoff positions.
Our guest is Bobby Valentine, who, of course, a former major leaguer, also a major league manager who won over 1,100 games in his career, over 500 as a major league manager with the Texas Rangers, the New York Mets, and the Boston Red Sox. Let me ask you a couple other things about the American League. Aaron Judge is almost an identical pace from a year ago, and he's already been on the injured list this year. How amazed are you at what he's able to do? Because, you know, last year the big debate was about, is Ohtani the MVP, is Aaron Judge? But it just seems, Bobby, when he's in that lineup for the Yankees, they're hard to beat.
Well, he's a difference maker. He's probably, you know, he's in that top five, if not the number one power hitter in baseball right now. He's, you know, 6 feet seven. He's very athletic, coordinated. His swing is connected kinetically in a perfect fashion. And, you know, he has the strength of two normal baseball players when they're playing. So he's hard to match at the plate and on defense. He's, one heck of a generation type of a player.
Yeah, he really is. He's something to watch. Bobby, let me ask you a couple other questions about two teams in the American League. The Tampa Bay Rays got off to a great start. I thought it was a little, you know, had a lot to do with that. I think they played the four worst teams in baseball to start the season. They've come back a little bit to earth. How good are they, and are they a lock to win the AL East?
But people don't respect Tampa Bay. They've been one of the best, if not the best, organizations for more than a decade now. They develop talent. They play the right way. Their pitchers are always exceptional. And this year, they're hitting the ball over the fence. Now, I don't think they're going to hit home runs at the pace that they hit home runs for the first 6 weeks of the season. for this entire year. And the fact that they are able to run and create runs during the game is probably going to keep them at the head of the American League East. I think they're the best team right now in the American League, if not in all of baseball.
Let's jump over to the National League, Bobby, and the San Diego Padres, who I picked in the NL West. I mean, they're star-studded. I like their pitching. Off to a very, very slow start. It's too early to count anybody out in baseball. As you know, it's a marathon. Last year, they fired Joe Girardi, and the Phillies got off to a slow start, and they made the World Series. Do you like the Padres or not?
I do like the Padres. You know, some teams take longer to come together. Sometimes it's just a moment in time. You know, the Seattle Mariners actually came together last year after a brawl with the Angels, and all of a sudden they had a great 2.5 months of baseball, and people start to consider them contenders on a yearly basis. And as you mentioned, Girardi, you remember a couple years ago with Atlanta when they were they changed five of their starting players at the All-Star break, went on to be the best team in baseball. So, you know, the first 6 weeks, 2 months of the season are about your team coming together as a team and about your organization understanding where you're deficient in order to keep up with the Joneses. Then, once you make have that understanding of your team, you start to evaluate the competition on a head-to-head basis, and then you make the adjustments that you need to make to give it the final run. And, I think a team like San Diego will make some adjustments, and I think that they're going to be in it at the end.
We're talking with Bobby Valentine, former Major League manager here on Inside the Park. Last thing, Bobby. I didn't believe the pitch clock would work. I thought if it only going to shave 5 or 10 minutes off the game, I don't want it. I'm a traditionalist. And it's 25, 30 minutes off the game. I want you to know, last week I was in Milwaukee for the Astros-Brewers game, a day game. And, Bobby, the final score was 4-0, and the game was over in 2 hours and 9 minutes. I thought Randy Jones was pitching. Where are you on the pitch clock, and can you believe where we are and how much it's changed the game?
Well, you know, because I watch every game and work every game for the most part, I like that they're quicker games only because that means I make more per hour. but it does present the game well, but I'm just worried. I'm worried about how it's going to affect pitchers during the heated summer months, where they're going to be more winded. They're going to have a little less in their tank to recover from those 20 pitch innings. And I hope that there aren't a lot of injuries because of it. Now, teams are learning to recognize what they're looking at in a new world of baseball. So the pitch mound, the mound visits and the timeouts are really paramount now. They have to be used prudently and be used at the right time to give the pitcher that little bit of breather, that little rest that's needed to get through a long inning without getting hurt and without the inning blowing up. I think it's a cool thing to observe which teams are making those new look adjustments and which ones aren't.
His name is Bobby V, Bobby Valentine, longtime Major League manager now, pre- and post-game with the Angels. Thanks for the knowledge, Bobby. We appreciate you.
Rob, you're a good man. Thanks for having me on. Continued success. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
When the new pitch clocks were put into place in order to decrease on downtime in baseball this season, we knew there would be a cause and effect. Games are down about a half hour from last season, but if you look at a certain set of pitchers, you can clue in on why some of last year's best starters are having problems in 2023. This year, the enforcement of 15 seconds between pitches with the bases empty and 20 with runners on has been mostly met with fanfare. However, look at the slowest starting pitchers from last season, and they might have something different to say. Of the top 10 slowest starters last year, only two of them have better ERAs this season, Lucas Giolito and Kevin Gausman. Two of them are on the IL, Luis Garcia and Julio Urias, and half of them have seen their ERAs rise a run or more, including Toronto's Alek Manoah, who has seen his rise at 3.5 runs. The exception is, no surprise, Shohei Ohtani, baseball's resident unicorn. Ohtani is the only pitcher on the list of slowest starters last year who currently has an ERA under 3, though Gausman is close. Even though Ohtani's ERA is slightly elevated, he's made up for it by leading the league in opponent average and strikeout rate, while simultaneously shaving 6 seconds off his time between pitches to go from the slowest starter to the 72nd slowest. We gotta stop being surprised by Shohei and his ability to make adjustments. The good news is for everybody else on that list, the season is only a third of the way done.
And what that ball is!
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
Aaron Judge is once again putting up numbers, almost identical to his record-setting pace of 2022. JR, is it foul or fair to say Aaron Judge is the greatest power hitter ever?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
The career numbers still say it's Bonds, Hank Aaron, and Babe Ruth. But Judge is on pace to put together back-to-back seasons, the likes of which we've never seen. He's got some work to do. At least it's safe to say he's the premier slugger in the sport today. Between 1998 and 2001, however, Sammy Sosa hit 60 homers 3 times and to this day is the only player in history to have back-to-back 60 homer seasons. So if Judge could in some way duplicate that feat, despite his low career homer totals, then he can start to make a claim to that title. Now, Judge didn't play his first Major League Baseball season until the age of 24. So he's kind of a late bloomer and hasn't even reached 250 career homers yet. But greatness is about volume, What you do when you're best is compared to other all-time greats at their best. And right now, Judge is already amongst the greatest power hitters ever. Will he be able to surpass the immortals? It's a long shot.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
Now let's welcome into the podcast. He's the senior writer at MLBBro.com, Kevin Moore. Kevin, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm good, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt. Let's talk about some guys playing real well in Major League Baseball, some MLB bros, including Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Who Kev is, he's on pace to last year, which we know he won the American League MVP, almost won a triple crown. Coming into Wednesday, 18 home runs, 39 RBIs, batting .303. Has this been incredible to see Aaron Judge repeat this? And he was already hurt this year, missed some time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. I mean, you saying that he was already hurt, and for him to have the performance he's been having, you know, hitting hits in 14 of his last 16 games, four home runs in his last three games. I mean, come on now. Like, the dude is out there just crushing the ball, and he's showing that last year wasn't a fluke. He's showing that he can be consistent at the plate, and it's amazing to see.
It is amazing, especially with no Giancarlo Stanton, who's been out for most of the season. What does that also say? Because if you remember when he was out, the Yankees looked stagnant or almost dead when he wasn't in the lineup. And as soon as he came back, the team perked up.
Yeah, no, I really think that Judge has really stepped up, and he's showing why, you know, he's the captain on that team. You know, not too many people get a chance to be named captain, especially for a team like the Yankees. But just the fact that with Stanton out and Judge is having this, doing what he's doing at the plate is just showing how talented he is and how he can pick the team up and carry the offense. And then, you know, I think he's going to continue to do so as the season progresses. And he can flirt with another season like he had last year.
Yeah, he's been incredible so far. So Aaron Judge doing his thing since he's come off the injured list. All right, let's turn to some pitching and Hunter Green in Cincinnati. Kevy finally got off the schneid, finally got his first win of the season. Now, he pitched well enough to win other games, but he finally got a win, and he was really impressive against the Cubs. Six innings in his last start, no hits, 11 strikeouts, and he's scheduled to pitch Thursday in Boston. How good did Hunter Green look in that outing?
Man, he looked really, really good in that outing for sure. You know, like you said, he could have won some other starts, you know, but it's good to see he finally picked up the first win of the season. And he was dominant, you know, against the Cubs. Like you said, 11 Ks, going six innings. I really think that he's starting to understand how he can be more effective using his off speed, because we all know how, you know, dominant the fastball is. And now he's starting to work in, you know, that off speed more and more, which will make him even that more effective. And once he gets consistent with that, you know, the sky's the limit for the brother. So, you know, he was really impressive against the Cubs.
Yeah, and if he can follow that up on Thursday against the Red Sox, I think because in his last two starts, he has 21 punch-outs. So double digits, two starts in a row. And, Kev, you talked about it. The heat is there. It's if if you have a nasty off speed or curve or something else, it will become almost unhittable.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm definitely excited to see him because, you know, the Reds were already high on this guy. You know, he showed what he can do. He's been doing this since, you know, he was in the minor league. So now he's on the big league stage, and he's showing that he means business. And, you know, he's going to be a brother they don't want to mess with on the mound.
Our guest is Kevin Moore. He's the senior writer at MLBBro.com. And now I definitely want to get to Marcus Semien, the second baseman for the Texas Rangers. On Wednesday, Semien extended his hitting streak to 20, Kev. He has been on fire this season.
Yeah, like brother's been heating up at the plate. It's crazy. Like 20-game hitting streak, You know, that's currently, you know, longest hitting streak right now in the game. You know, he's right ahead of what Freeman, I believe, in L.A. But yeah, he's doing what the Dodgers, what the Rangers, excuse me, wanted him to do. That's exactly why he signed him. You know, they know how much of an impact he can be at the plate, and now we're starting to see that he's starting to bounce back and show, you know, why he's one of the best second basemen in the game, especially offensively.
The Rangers, they're
one of the hottest teams in the game as well. So, and Semien's playing a big part in that.
No doubt. I was going to say, do you think last year, maybe, you know, when you sign a big contract, there's a little added pressure, and guys, mm-hmm. I think, press. We're seeing that with Trey Turner in Philly, right? Signed for $300 million. He's scuffling big time. You think there's sometime maybe Semien last year, and now this year, he's just relaxing and going back mm-hmm. to doing what he's been doing.
Yeah, no, that's a great point you brought up, because Semien, he never saw that kind of money before, you know, and I think, you know, that pressure did get to him a little bit. I kind of think he might have been overthinking a little bit. You know, he wanted to be, successful, and was just really thinking about that. It was kind of getting to him, you know, on the field. But now, in his second year, he's starting to settle in, relax, and saying, "Okay, now I know how good I am of a player, and what I can do." And now we're starting to see that in Texas. So I know the Rangers are, you know, excited and elated to see him performing like this.
No doubt. I picked the Rangers to win the AL West, and so far, even without DeGrom, they're rolling along. They got mm-hmm. a good squad, a lot of offense. His name is Kevin Moore from MLBBro.com, the senior writer. He also does some work and write for MLB.com. So, Kev, we appreciate it. Thanks for the insight.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Thanks for having me on, Rob. I appreciate it.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 999 why Major League Baseball is better than the NFL or the NBA. I experienced it. I just went on an unbelievable bucket list vacation. 10 straight major league games in 10 days in 9 different cities. Just I went to Chicago twice, went there, left, came back. But what an experience and what a trip. Went through some great baseball cities. And I don't care what anybody says. You know, I've worked in nothing but great baseball cities. I grew up in New York. I worked in Cincinnati. I worked in Detroit. I work in Los Angeles. All great baseball towns. But you know what? St. Louis is the baseball capital of the world. It really is. I give people in St. Louis so much credit. First of all, they ran 2 NFL teams out of town. So that goes for a lot, right? 2 teams left St. Louis. They love the St. Louis Blues, their hockey team, and they love the St. Louis Cardinals. You go to a game, which I did on my trip, everybody wears red. St. Louis is like the 60th biggest city in the United States. And yet they draw 3 million people every year. It's incredible. The passion for that franchise and that team. And I know there are other great cities, Boston, Philadelphia. I mentioned the other cities that all love baseball as well. But I'm sorry. I'm going to pick St. Louis as the baseball capital of the United States. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.